بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ماہ رمضان مبارک کے حوالے سے حضرت کلام حضرت مولانا قاضی سید صدیق احمد صاحب کی زبان میں رحمۃ اللہ مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کی پھر ماہ قیام ہے. کنگریجولیشن ٹو مسلم مومن اگین اللہ پاک یہ بات منتھ آف رمضان مبارک.
مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کے پھر ماہ قیام آیا, خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا. مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کے پھر ماہ قیام آیا, خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتہام آیا. خدا کا شکر ہے فصل بہار جا فضا آئی, خدا کا شکر ہے فصل بہار جا فضا آئی, خوشا قسمت کے پھر موسم سوم قیام آیا. خوشا قسمت کے پھر موسم سوم قیام آیا. زمانہ آ گیا کے لطف باری عام اب ہوگا, زمانہ آ گیا کے لطف باری عام اب ہوگا, نصیب اپنے کے پھر سے زندگی میں یہ مقام آیا. نصیب اپنے کہ پھر سے زندگی میں یہ مقام آیا. قیامت میں یہ روزہ ڈھال ہوگا روزے داروں کا, قیامت میں یہ روزہ ڈھال ہوگا روزے داروں کا, یہ سرمایہ بھی اپنا کیسے آڑے وقت کام آیا. ہدایت کے صحیح سے سب کے سب اس ماہ میں اترے, ہدایت کے صحیح سے سب کے سب اس ماہ میں اترے, اسی ماہ مبارک میں اسی ماہ مبارک میں کلاموں کا کلام آیا. اسی ماہ مبارک میں کلاموں کا کلام آیا, اسی میں رات اک آئی ہزاروں رات سے بہتر, اسی میں رات اک آئی ہزاروں رات سے بہتر, کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندوں کو سلام آیا, کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندوں کو سلام آیا. گزاری جس نے اپنی زندگی ساری عفاظت میں, گزاری جس نے اپنی زندگی ساری عفاظت میں, اسی کے واسطے جنت سے دنیا ہی میں جام آیا, اسی کے واسطے جنت سے دنیا ہی میں جا انجام آیا، دوبارہ زندگی آئی، سکون دل ہوا حاصل، دوبارہ زندگی آئی، سکون دل ہوا حاصل، زباں پر جب محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، زباں پر جب محمد مصطفیٰ کا پیارا نام آیا، جو پہنچا حشر میں ثاقب فرشتے یہ پکار اٹھے، کیا جو پہنچا حشر میں ثاقب فرشتے یہ پکار اٹھے، محمد کے غلاموں کے غلاموں کا غلام آیا، محمد کے غلاموں کے غلاموں کا غلام آیا، مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کی پھر ماہ صیام آیا، خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اجتماع آیا، مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کے پھر ماہ صیام آیا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اتقوا، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of Hazrat Qari Muhammad Siddiq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, also a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where beautifully he explained what a beautiful occasion Allah ta'ala has blessed us with, which inshallah we'll listen to the details from our Hazrat, so just very briefly we'll try and explain here what Hazrat is saying. That Mubarak ho Muslimano ke phir maaye siyam aaya, that very blessed to you, O Muslims, that now the month of fasting has come. In other words, this is not a month that has come to restrict you, this is a month that has come to open you and bring lots of blessings to you. So very, very blessed are those people who realize that this is the month of barakah. And many people, they send Ramadan Mubarak messages. But your Ramadan will only be Mubarak if, as Hazrat explained, you make your Ramadan accordingly. Otherwise, that is not sunnah to send Ramadan Mubarak message. It is a time to make dua that Allah make us realize and appreciate what this month is all about. That Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, normally if a mihman, a visitor comes to your house and you don't appreciate him, you don't show him respect, he won't come back. But Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, myself, I think how many years we haven't really appreciated and really realized what is the great benefit of Ramadan Sharif. The lesson that we learned from our Hazrat, still we haven't appreciated. And still Allah Ta'ala brings Ramadan Sharif back to us. So as Hazrat explains that you got another opportunity, another life. So Hazrat says in this month what is happening now, Khuda ki rahmato aur barkato ka izdiham aaya. Now it's a rush, there's a great traffic of what? The rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah ta'ala. In the first 10 days of this month, awwalu rahmatum, it starts with blessings already. And if Allah ta'ala has given us tawfiq, we made tawbah, istighfar, a person realized, I must beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Come in this month with istighfar and tawbah, then Allah's rahmat will pour down. And all the blessings and the real blessings is that we get connected to Quran Kareem. We enjoy the Taraweeh Salah, etc. And how beautiful this majma Allah Ta'ala has made it. We have most important our Islahi program. Otherwise Ramadan Sharif will come and go. We'll even recite Quran Kareem, but we won't get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we find our mashayikh, and this is happening from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what is this month all about. So Allah ta'ala make me, all of us realize. And then Hazrat says, one important aspect to realize and appreciate this month, Khuda ka shukr hai. فصل بہار جا فضا آئی،
that makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is now like the time of spring, and then now where you have to harvest your crops. So now is the time to show that whether we give our full attention, even and Allah ta'ala knows our capacity, and even Allah ta'ala knows our weakness. We might be feeling tired, but a person pushes himself and realizes, I can't miss out during this month. And whatever opportunity, there's no time to waste. There's no time for the cell phone unnecessary. Where people have got time for useless and futile and haram things like sports, etc. Allah save us all. Hazrat says, Khusha kismat ke fir mausam e soum wa qiyam aaya. What the, how your Allah Ta'ala has opened for you your life now. Allah has given you now a very, very great gift. That now the beautiful season of the roza has come. The beautiful season of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting close connection with Allah ta'ala, the tarawih by night. And we should perform tarawih with enjoyment. That is 20 rakats full tarawih. We shouldn't be waiting that the imam is going to ruku, then only we going to ruku. No, start and we try and pay attention. Then we get tired, but this is what Allah Ta'ala wants to show, that who are his beloved servants, that no matter what difficulty they go through, but Allah Ta'ala is sending down blessings upon them. Zamana aa gaya ki lutfe bari aam ab ho gaya. That this is the time now, that Allah's special lutf, Allah's special favor, Allah's special kindness now is just general for all. It can only be a wretched person. Allah save me, all of us. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ramadan Sharif has come when you haven't got your forgiveness made. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam making the dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying Ameen, then how unfortunate will be that person. Allah give me all of us tawfiq, that Allah has brought us here in this gathering of our Hazrat to realize how to make this Ramadan a Ramadan. Naseeb apne ke fir se zindagi mein maqam aaya. That now you are so fortunate that in your life an honorable position has come for you. That you neglected your life. And each one of us we realize as a pious servant of Allah, they strive every year. But still they say, Ya Allah, hum kaam ke nahi bane. We didn't do any work. Now make us of some value. So now Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity again now. That oh Allah, make us that we come to, we have some connection with you in this month of Ramadan. And in such a way that the roza Allah has brought for us, that qiyamat mein your roza dal hoga, roze daro kara. That just think, on the day of qiyamah, when you really need somebody to save you, then this fasting will be a shield for you. As long as we don't break the shield, as Hazrat will teach us that how we will break the shield with sins, etc. As long as we don't break the shield, so that is what we will need on the day of qiyamah. Hidayat ke ye sarmaya bhi hai, aur ye sarmaya bhi apne kaise aare waqt ka kaam aaya. Hazrat says, this is such a capital Allah has given us, that at a crucial time, on the day of Qiyamah, when things will be very crucial, very difficult, and you kept your roza, and you protected it, and you didn't destroy it, that is the time that you find the shield will come in front of you. And it will protect you from the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. Hidayat ke sahite sab ke sab is maah mein utre. This month Allah made it so valuable that all the scriptures of Hidayat, of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the previous scriptures that Allah Ta'ala revealed, Allah Ta'ala revealed it in this month of Ramadan. Which shows how this month Allah made it so blessed that Allah chose it for all the special, special kitab to send down the books of Hidayat. And then Allahu Akbar, the king of all the kitab, usi imam mubarak mein kalamu ka imam aaya. Then of all the scriptures that Allah Ta'ala has sent down, now the word of Allah, the imam of all those scriptures, in other words, the condensation of all those scriptures in Qur'an-i Kareem. And Qur'an-i Kareem is not a just written scripture. It is the Kalamul Muluk, Mulukul Kalam. It is the king of all the of all speeches, the speech of Allah Ta'ala himself. And this is the month to get connected to Allah. The main thing is Qur'an-i Kareem. We connect ourselves to Qur'an-i Kareem. Recite Qur'an-i Kareem. Pay attention when recitation is taken. taking place. You see, may raat aayi ek, aayi hazaaro raat se behtar. In this one month, Allah has brought every night is so special. But a particular special night that is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadr. This month we should be begging from the beginning. Allah grant us the actual Laylatul Qadr. Otherwise, as the teachers are don't miss out on daily we can get sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Let us not forget to read our Surah Mulk and Surah Sajda after Maghrib. Let us not be engaged in other things and we forget about it. Every night we can get our reward of Laylatul Qadr. But the actual Laylatul Qadr, what can we say? And people that are here in Itikaf, even if you're sleeping, as long as you're not involved in put your cell phone or anything, you will get the full reward of Laylatul Qadr. Allah bless us all with that. Isme raat ek hazar ایک آئی ہزار و رات سے بہتر کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندے کو سلام اللہ اکبر and what is the great month of Ramadan سلام ہی حتی مطلع الفجر اللہ تعالیٰ's fountain of mercy is coming down of رحمت that Allah even send the malaika and the archangel حضرت جبرائیل علیہ السلام now go on all the streets where the مسلمان and the امت of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم engage in عبادت and just send سلام upon them سلام What a occasion. We can't imagine. If we only come here and Allah opens the eyes of our heart and our hearts open up, then we'll be looking forward for Laylatul Qadr. We won't become less, slackened, and we won't become lethargic. Every moment we become, Allah make us more fresh and Allah give us more strength to carry on with great enthusiasm. Guzari jisne apni zindagi sari itaat mein. Hazrat explains, now when you realize this month has come to give you the power and strength, that now you realize I must pass my life only in the obedience of Allah. And what can be said of our mashayikh and our pious elders? Allah has brought us here so we get that from their heart, that it can strike our heart and that nur can come into our heart, that we pass our whole life in the obedience of Allah. And on the one hand, in the obedience of Allah, on the other hand, we worried whether it's accepted by Allah. So ibadat on the one hand, that is obedience of Allah, on the other hand, a person is engaged in istighfar. Usi ke waaste jannat se dunya hi mein jaam aaya. That person who is living a life of obedience in this world, Hazrat is saying that from Jannat already Allah has sent a beautiful drink of enjoyment. And real enjoyment is, and the real dastarkhan, as Hazrat explained, is all the spiritual dastarkhan. The tilawat, the du'as, the tarawih salah, and what dhikr, etc. We can't imagine. Allah has sent it down for us. Let us not be so foolish that the drink is there, and it is passed to us, and we don't drink from it. Allah, make us understand and realize. دوبارہ زندگی آئے سکون دل ہوا حاصل Realize Allah has given you another opportunity of life. That if you want peace and contentment of the heart, it doesn't lie anywhere in this worldly activities. It lies only in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. We got another opportunity now to open our heart and let Allah ta'ala fill our heart with this nur through the barakah of our shaykh and then see what peace and contentment. That when we love or leave from these gatherings, that we realize I can only live in the obedience of Allah. And then a person will realize what life is all about. Zuban par jab Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka pyara naam aaya. That when on the our tongue, and it should be there all the time, the beautiful name of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these great gifts and treasures has come to us through none other but our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As our Dada Sheikh explained, agar salli ala na ho zuba par, to kya asar hoga aao fugami. A person can be crying and showing his eager, but if he doesn't recite durood, what effect is going to be in his du'as, in his ibadah, anything? We should start our ibadah with bismillah, with durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite abundance of durood also in this month. And so that it can be part of our life. جو پہنچا حشر میں ساکت فرشتے یہ پکار ہوتے حضرت is saying and using his title your ساکت that when you come on the day of قیامہ then the malaika will call out محمد کے غلاموں کا غلام آیا that those people who recite the durood made our life according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malaika was calling. This is one of the slaves of the slaves of the slaves of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did we learn to become the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Through our sheikh and our mashayikh. So we are Allah, just count us among them. Where do we even know how to recite durood? Where do we even know how to honor and live according to the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But at least we have this desire and we beg Allah, let me live according to the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah ta'ala be happy with us. And we beg Allah, ya Allah, let us be called out also. And as Hazrat says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will call us, Ahmad, come front. How you know me, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You used to recite Surah Durood. I know you. Your name was presented, your father's name. Allah Ta'ala, let us realize the great blessings of this month and appreciate it fully.